about you?
Yeah.
I kind of lean towards the, you know, thing.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. This meeting is called to order. This is the Economic Development Committee. Our time for starting is 1 p.m. We're about 10 minutes behind, so we will try to make up for that and get back on track. The next meeting starts at 1:30, so we should be able to manage that. Thank you, everyone, for being here. We've just had all of our cleaning done, and I just want to thank the ladies for doing such a great job. It's above and beyond the regular call of duty, that's for sure, but we appreciate it. So, first of all, after number one, which we've already done, we would like a motion to approve the minutes from the August 4th, 2020 meeting.
So moved.
Second. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No. Okay, that wasn't me saying no. That was nobody's opposed. All right, the third item is public comments. Is there anybody here for public comments on economic development today? Doesn't appear that we have anybody from the public here, perhaps, so. All right, we will move right on to four. Approval of a resolution providing a local match for a Municipal Association of South Carolina Hometown Economic Development Grant. We actually saw this same matter in Finance Committee today, so, but if, Ms. Sims, are you going to cover this for us, or Ms. Kotoff? Okay, great. Marcy, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So, the Municipal Association of South Carolina provides for an economic development grant, which we would like to apply for $25,000. If awarded, the grant will be used to create a business portal that will provide quick access and information needed for our business community. This portal will include information such as maps and GIS data to support local decisions like the zoning, the population, the infrastructure in the areas, information regarding town development code and processes such as impact fee, business license taxes, DRT process, and development standards, and access to automated tracking system to provide better communication and feedback to businesses throughout the permitting process, and also a question and answer area. The grant submission requires town council to support the application and the in-kind contribution of 15%. The requested grant will fund professional services to supplement town staffing and the creation of the portal.
So any comments anyone has? I just want to mention that in Finance Committee, which our chair is here, we actually had a motion and a second to move this to council for a resolution. And but if we'd like to discuss it or make a motion first, either one I'd accept. Does anybody want to make a motion about this?
I'll make a motion that we support this and take it to full council for approval Tuesday's meeting.
Yeah, I'll second it. Okay, great. So we have a motion and a second to send this to council to recommend a resolution be drawn for support of the application. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, that passes. And so thank you very much. Next item is updates on, this is number five, updates regarding economic development and business development. And I have a few updates I wanted to share. There was nothing that was a huge outstanding individual issue. So rather than put a number of individual agenda items, we're just going to touch on a few topics we're working on here in the town. And I would love any input that any of y'all have. Also, Lauren Sims, our business development manager, is here with us as well. So Lauren, if you have anything you'd like to throw in. I'd like to start this by simply mentioning we have several major areas of town where we're looking at economic development projects, and there are several on Long Point Road, and then there is one out more towards Carolina Park on Faison Road. And there's various things that I've heard, bits and pieces. We haven't had anything brought to us specific yet for economic development to consider on Faison Road, but I know there's been some discussion, so we'll talk about that. What I did want to do is update some of the things on Long Point. So the first one is an update I received from an organization that came to our committee a couple months ago in regarding wanting to essentially have like a a partnership with the town, not financially necessarily, but just that we would let people know they're there, let them know, and it's called At 401 East Cooper Tech Incubator. And they're at 401 Seacoast Parkway, right off of Long Point Road, and Noah Lesk and Daniel Stern are the leaders. And so the update I wanted to bring you is how incredibly well this incubator is doing already. So it was designed to allow startup businesses the opportunity to grow in a safe and organic environment, and within their program, they have companies offered access to a mentor network, shared workspace, and programming designed to grow their business. And I believe it's basically all for the cost of the rent. So it's a just by locating there, they have the advantage of all these resources. And so it said, and they're actively recruiting startups that are past the point of just friends and family being involved. So far they've actually accepted 10 companies, and they only officially started in June of this year. 10 companies in the fold. Of these, 7 are based locally and use Mount Pleasant as their business address, and 3 reside in Columbia and Beaufort, but all have traveled to Mount Pleasant for their programming. And then 2 companies, Zark and Foresight Data Systems, are South Carolina launch companies through the SCRA. 4 of the companies, Safe Showings, Vacation Yoga, Hyper Focus Services, and Podium App, are female owned. So far, the notable accomplishments include launching the Safe Showing app nationwide, which was organized right there and created, to thus far 64,000 real estate agents across the country. I do know that one is an app that allows for a much safer environment when you're going in for showings in homes. They have you have to check it out. It's actually really fascinating. Second one is assisting Foresight Data Systems in securing their second round of South Carolina launch funding, which was $50,000. So Foresight Data Systems is moving along really well. The third major accomplishment is they prepared Charleston Bag Valet for a 6-figure investment pitch. So bottom line is this is working really, really well, and we're very excited to have them as an incubator here in town. And again, no money asked of the town at this point. They're just trying to let us know what they're doing so that we see the benefits. Their mentor network includes a number of Mount Pleasant business owners, including Noah Lesk himself, Rebecca Ufkis, Stacy Segal, and then Jonathan DiOrio, Sunju Patel, Curtis Merriweather, and Hillary Johnson. And then recently they announced that Mark Gray, who owns Steel City Pizza and is a Citadel adjunct professor, is the new entrepreneur in residence. So they said they look forward to continued growth during 2021 and are excited to become even more closely aligned with the town. And so I thought that was a pretty exciting update for what they're doing, especially since their intention is to grow these businesses to a point that they then go out on their own, hopefully in Mount Pleasant. And they're in the perfect spot because they are right down the street from what we believe and hope will someday be our technology campus. I do want to give a little update on the technology campus. I've been in talks with the developers that own the land. It is still county property, unincorporated. They are working hard on a project that is contiguous with it, that has some kinks, and with that, I can't go into details, but bottom line is they're trying to work those details out before they move forward with the next project. But this is definitely something that we're all excited about and that would bring potentially 600 plus jobs to the area. So we're going to be working. I hope that the committee would actually be willing to help possibly look at businesses that we can recruit to Mount Pleasant. In addition, we will be, by the way, reaching out to both CRDA and Charleston County again, which we've done in the past, but with COVID and everything, a lot of things got stalled. So we'll be going back out and talking to those folks because this will be a tremendous opportunity for us to diversify the jobs and the economic environment here in Mount Pleasant. So I'd like to open up the floor for a minute. I do have something on Faison Road, but I'd like to see if anybody else has comments or thoughts.
I don't.
Okay.
But thank you.
Okay. Anything?
No. Sounds
all
right. Good.
It's all great, though.
Yeah, sounds great.
So I do know one of our other major areas of economic development land, it is not our land, it is owned by private investors, is in the Faison Road area, and there's been a lot of talk about different ideas, not that we control it, but just to make suggestions that will help our citizens with both services and jobs in that very important and growing area of Mount Pleasant. And so I just want to say that in the last month, and again, one of those times where you can't talk specifics, but in the last month, we've had multiple meetings with people who are interested or could be very helpful in bringing some great opportunities. It's an area that is right in that general area across from Oceanside Academy. It is very close, of course, to Carolina Park. It's very close to Wando. Great area to have jobs that could also involve apprenticeships or internships. So we're working hard on some ideas. If anybody has ideas of things you think would be great to recruit or bring to our community, please let us know, because we're trying to figure out various ways of does it stay totally private funding? Do we try to do something that the town is involved directly in? We're looking at all different aspects, and we certainly want to help with the best possible outcome for jobs, services, and our citizenry. Anything else at all?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Lauren, Ms. Sims, do you have anything for us today?
Just a couple of quick updates from the business development side of things. As a reminder, September is Business Appreciation Month in the town of Mount Pleasant, and so that proclamation will be coming before council next week. Typically, how we would celebrate that is with an in-person event, although this year looks a little bit different. So what we've done is develop a robust social media campaign that has different themes each week. It officially will launch tomorrow. I'm trying to figure out the days of the month here, and celebrate the different business industries that we have here in Mount Pleasant, and encourage businesses to submit information about their startup story, how they've been surviving through COVID, the creative ways that they've adapted, stories about their employees, really just to share their business story and have us celebrate that back. And then we can tie that in with our existing Help This Day, Shop the Safeway campaign, and encourage continued patronage of our businesses throughout this time. We know that this has been a very long and sustained response, and folks are relying on digital means to interact with the businesses. And so this is just another way that we are providing support to them during this pandemic. The second part is that what always coincides with our Business Appreciation Month is the Mount Pleasant Chamber of Commerce Business Expo. This year, the board has elected to make that expo a virtual 10-day expo. We're very proud to be the community sponsor of that event. And so for a 10-day period, you'll be able to visit booths virtually, interact with businesses here in Mount Pleasant, learn more about them. They've got some great kind of scavenger hunt and trivia events, things to make the expo a little bit more interactive online. And we'll also be standing by in a virtual booth to answer questions and share information about doing business with the town, which in a recent member survey, we learned that members were particularly interested in learning more about that. And to that end, we will actually be hosting an event in conjunction with the chamber in early October about doing business with the town. We'll be talking about getting enrolled in the local vendor partnership program, becoming a member of the Town Proud program, how to get registered in our vendor portal online, things of that nature. So lots of exciting updates coming and continued partnership with the Mount Pleasant Chamber of Commerce.
Well, thank you very much for that update. You know, in thinking about September being Business Appreciation Month, two things come to mind. And the first is, well, really, let me just start with these two. And see, we used to do ribbon cuttings. And I know that's not officially economic development unless you're bringing a huge project in, but it is business development and it is appreciation. Mm-hmm. And we ended up having, I think, the chamber take over most of those efforts. So can you tell us where we stand on that? Because, of course, with COVID and all, we haven't even had any in so long.
Correct. We did take a break during kind of the height of the pandemic, but we have recently restarted those, and we've developed protocols to make sure that everyone is being as safe as possible, so the ribbon cutting is held outside those sorts of things. But we have restarted them, and we've actually had several businesses reach out in the past couple of weeks, many of whom actually started in the midst of the pandemic, which is amazing. So we definitely want to provide support to them. I was actually in communication with one this morning, interested in having a ribbon cutting. So you will be seeing some invites coming your way. The town of Mount Pleasant does still take the lead on those, and we partner with the chamber to make sure that they are invited and they're aware, and they've always sent a representative whenever we've had a ribbon cutting. So it's a great partnership to support them, and then also to plug them into a larger business community where they can get some additional resources.
Okay, terrific. The second one that I was mentioning, since it's business appreciation, I'm sure some of you have heard me say this before, and many of you are probably aware of on your own. When you're recruiting companies to come to an area, the number one factor is where the CEO wants to live. Mm-hmm. And Mount Pleasant's such a beautiful place to live, and I think that if we keep that in mind, everything we can do to make it more enjoyable, more special, more of what we all love about the culture of Mount Pleasant can actually help attract CEOs who might want to live here and therefore bring their business here. So a little interesting thing, our family had a great opportunity to get away for a week, and like a lot of people, we wanted to find a place with wide open spaces. Unfortunately, it's amazing how many people were going to the same wide open spaces, but anyway, we did have a great chance to go to Wyoming, and I was thrilled to see that in their grocery store, they had reusable bags with a design that was specific to the cowboy theme, to Wyoming. It was clearly something that had been done, and so even though this isn't an agenda item per se, I brought this idea up when we first were looking at the plastics ordinance and the fact that if we were going to have reusable bags, I think if we could do something kind of like we're doing with the oysters with artists, if we could do an art contest, mm-hmm. That you know, that can be something that's on the internet, that everybody can go online, they can submit, any age, as long as they live in Mount Pleasant, can submit artwork. And so anyway, something to think about and maybe pass along, because I think if we have something that, honestly, for us, it was, I bought three of them, you know, because I didn't want to use paper bags. And you know, and now I have some inexpensive souvenirs that I'll use all the time. So remind us of our trip. So anyway, I think there's a lot of things we can continue to do and are continuing to do to make Mount Pleasant as special as we know it is. So thank you. Anything else? For the good of the committee. Well, thank you very much. On that, we will adjourn and on to our next. And we stayed on time.